announced Saturday an expanded ground operation into Gaza, with the nation's defense minister saying its war against the Palestinian territories, Hamas rulers, has entered a new stage. Israel ramped up its attacks over the last 24 hours, conducting a bombardment campaign over Gaza that took out all communications. Meanwhile, Associated Press correspondent Sam Mendick provides this update on the situation inside Israel.
From the Israeli side, attacks are continuing as well from Gaza into Israel, where more than 1,400 people have been killed, the majority on October 7th when Hamas attacked and took more than 220 people hostage. Families in Israel who are missing relatives and friends are getting angry and frustrated at Israel's government, saying that they are not doing enough to prioritize the hostages, and they are protesting in Tel Aviv. Particularly, they are worried now because of this enhanced military campaign in Gaza that their loved ones are not going to be cared for. Sam Mednick with the Associated Press from Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Israel's military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari Saturday reissued an urgent call on social media for Palestinians to evacuate the south of Gaza Strip ahead of an impending Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, operation.
Moving back to northern Gaza will be possible once the intense hostilities end. Hamas puts your life in danger by placing weapons and forces within civilians' area in Gaza, including schools, mosques, and hospitals. The impending IDF operation is set to neutralize these threats of Hamas with precision and intensity. To the residents of northern Gaza and Gaza City, your window to act is closing. Move south for your own safety. This is not a mere precaution. It is an urgent plea for the safety of the civilians in Gaza.
This is VOA News. Authorities in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine say that mental health problems were definitely behind the mass killing in Lewiston, Maine this week that resulted